Hashtag KC Soccer Geeks, only on KC 107.7.
Welcome to another exciting edition of KC Soccer Karma on KC 107.7. Today we are delving into an extremely important topic, namely the two-pot system that is coming into effect on the 1st of September of this year. We're joined by Keegan Phillips from Boland Blue Star. He is a financial planner with many years of experience, and he'll be here just to delve into the important topics of what exactly the two-pot system is, why it's important for us to invest early. He will also be looking into the difference between a financial planner and a short-term broker, because essentially, ladies and gentlemen, what we're looking to do today is delving into this topic, but also trying to help you find professionals who are there to walk a journey with you and not just sell a product. Welcome, Keegan. The first thing I want you to do is let's start by telling us more about yourself and exactly what you do as a financial planner.
Right, so I am a financial advisor and also one of the directors of Boland Blue Star and Paul, and I've been in the industry now for about 6 years. So what we do as financial advisors is that we help clients, regardless of their background or circumstances, plan for the life events that will happen or could happen. So retirement planning is one of them. For most people, it will happen that they have to retire. But then we also look at other things. For example, if you were to maybe pass away when you're a bit younger, or if you become unable to work because of illness or injury, then we also help you work out what you need to do now if those events should happen to you.
So let's look at why retirement annuities are so important, because honestly, I don't think that, number one, the younger guys understand why it's so important, and then when we understand it's so important, it's often too late.
All right, so one of the things that we should take note is that in South Africa, we have no universal pension scheme. It's not like the UK or Europe or anything like that, where everyone who works puts money into a central pool and everyone gets a guaranteed pension. Not all companies offer pension or provident funds to their employees. So for the vast majority of us, the responsibility for planning for retirement rests on us as individuals to make sure that we save enough so that when we can no longer work, because eventually our bodies will give up on us, that we have enough money to give us an income that we can actually live off of when we retire.
So I just want to look at why should people consider starting their retirement savings sooner rather than later?
That's a good question. There's a few ways you can look at that question. So the first is that we must look at the fact that 100 years ago, it was considered a blessing to live to age 65. If today, if you were to pass away at 65, people would say you died young. And it's not unusual now to live into your 80s and your 90s. And when you live that long, the amount of money that you need to provide a sustainable living income, the lump sum that you need is so high that the only way you can do it realistically is if you are saving over a very long period of time. And that becomes possible when you start early. If you start late, you can maybe catch up, but it's very difficult. And for some people, it is already too late, but not too late to start, in the sense that something is better than nothing.
You know, that's funny you mention. I mean, I've honestly learned that lesson through my parents, who actually started way too late, and now they're looking at other investment options just so that we can maybe get to some sort of significant retirement, quote unquote, payout by the time they're done working. So we're both young individuals, yes. So I feel like in our age group, we're sort of learning these lessons from our parents who didn't take these on board. But now let's look at what is the entry level amount that I would need to pay every month to start a retirement annuity.
So it all depends on which insurer or which investment manager you're considering with a retirement annuity. There is no legal minimum, but I will say that there are affordable options out there where you could start 300, 400 rand a month. It's not a high bar that you need to pass. I can't name product names here, but
yeah, for sure.
But I would say it helps to do your research and go look at the different providers, because most of them will have minimums on their websites. And one of the factors that is taken into consideration often is age. So if you are younger, the minimum will be lower, because we recognize that if you're saving over a longer period of time, you don't have to save as much money every month. And secondly, also for younger people, we recognize that when you come into the workforce, you're not earning this massive salary. So we don't want to scare you off with a massive minimum. It's the most important thing for us is that you start now, even if it's a small amount. We can always look at it again once you've settled down.
Yeah, look, I mean, for me, I often talk about my family with regards to retirement and so on. And I actually had a conversation with my brother and I said, you know what? What you want with a retirement annuity is you want consistency. Mm-hmm. Because eventually you are going to get to that level of compound interest, that magic word of compound interest. Mm-hmm. But for those people who are listening to us now, can you maybe just give us a brief like description of what that compound interest looked like? Like, when exactly do we start seeing that compound interest?
Okay. So it's definitely not something you will see within the first, let's say, 5 years at least, because the amounts that you're gaining are very small, because the amounts that you've put in the pot are still quite small. But once you've contributed for, let's say, 10 years, then you start hitting the point where your compound interest or dividends or other growth in a retirement annuity is starting to almost compete with how much you're putting in every month. So usually from about year 10 to 15, you could start seeing where it's level with your contributions. And the longer you go on, you'll find that the growth is actually more than what you're putting in every month.
So we're going to pay some bills and we'll see you now. And we are back. So let's get back into this. Let's discuss ad hoc payments to a retirement annuity. Are they possible? And if so, how many ad hoc payments can one do in a financial year?
Oh, absolutely. So ad hoc payments, or you'll often hear the phrase one-off payments or lump sum payments, they're almost universally allowed across all retirement annuity providers. And I and all my colleagues would encourage that if you're able to, that you do so. So most providers do set a minimum there as well, but it's also not a threshold that's too far or too high to beat. So it would be about 5,000 Rand, maybe to 10,000 at some providers. So you asked as well how many you can make. There is no limit whatsoever to how many you can make in a year. You can do it as many times as you want, but you should be mindful that if you are doing it to take advantage of tax benefits, that there are limits attached to that.
Okay, so let's look at why a retirement annuity is such a great, let's say, option for these tax breaks.
All right. So retirement annuities and also other retirement funds in general, they really are what I would call the darlings in terms of getting tax breaks. So when you contribute money, whether it's every month or as a lump sum, that money is tax deductible. So when you do your return with SARS, you would deduct the amount that you contribute off of the money you earned. So SARS will see you as having earned less than you really did. And you've most likely paid tax on the full amount of income. So when that recalculation is done, you will have paid too much. And then you start getting those nice refunds that we're seeing at this time of the year. It's also not the only tax benefit, the deductibility of your contributions. When your money is invested in the IRA and it earns capital growth or interest or dividends, that growth is not being taxed at all. So it is far superior in that sense to maybe, let's say, a plain unit trust investment. And even, I'd say it's even superior to a tax-free savings account, because then you get the bonus of the tax-free growth and the deduction of your contributions.
Because we know that it's personal tax season. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bradley and I spoke about that 2 weeks ago. And not many people are actually able to get your medical aids and so on, because mm-hmm. the only medical aid rebate option is when you actually have a medical aid, not a hospital plan. And often people are using hospital plans. So whenever a client or anyone, family or friend comes to me, I always say, you know what, the easiest entry level tax credit you can get is actually a retirement annuity. So let's go on to the next point. And this is actually why we want to talk today. And that's about the two-pot system that's coming into effect. What exactly is the system and how does it change things for people with retirement annuities?
So the two-pot system is going to be a real major development in our retirement savings landscape in South Africa. So what's going to happen from 1 September is that every retirement fund, whether it's retirement annuity or pension or provident fund, they're going to be restructured to achieve two objectives. The first one is the one that everyone will probably have heard about, and that is the ability to withdraw some of your money. So how that will work is a portion of the money you put in after 1 September, a third to be exact, will be contributed into a savings pot. And from that money, you'll be allowed to make one withdrawal per tax year. I would not encourage you to do it if you can avoid it, but it is there as a last resort measure if you need it. The rest of the money that you contribute will be placed into what is called a retirement pot, and that money will not be accessible under pretty much any circumstances. So the two-pot system is going to be have real changes for us, of those who are in pension funds or retirement annuities or provident funds. And what it will allow is that we will be able to take a portion of our retirement money before age 55. It's designed to be that it should be for emergencies only, but there are no rules as to what you could use the money for. But I would suggest that you do not take from it under any circumstance unless it's a last resort. So from 1 September, one third of the money you put into your RA or into any other fund would go into that savings pot. The rest of your money is going into a retirement pot. And from there, you can't have any access whatsoever.
We've spoken in detail about this, but let's look at the benefits that we get. Like, what is the benefits that myself as an individual would get from this new pot system instead of what we've got currently up until the 1st of September?
All right, so we're looking at two different trade-offs here. One is that we're trying to improve the retirement outcomes in our country because we have a shocking savings culture. But on the other hand, we also have to now recognize that for many people, retirement savings are the only savings that they have. And I think one of the times where we found that this really hit home was in the COVID pandemic, where we had job losses, salary cuts, and people had no option available to them to be able to find financial relief. So we are now addressing the shortcomings in the system that we found from COVID. But on the same note, we're also saying, by saying that you cannot take any money out of the rest of the fund, out of your retirement pot, we're also making sure that when you say you're saving for retirement, you are actually saving for your retirement.
What I really like about this new system is that it's giving you the ability. Once again, we don't recommend that you take it, because once you withdraw it, it actually becomes a taxable income. So this is why we say do not withdraw under any circumstances. But I like the idea that you have access to a savings, right? Because like you said, South Africa doesn't have a very good savings culture. So there's an accessibility point. For me, I like that idea because let's say in 10 years' time, I'd like to buy a house and I would like to put a massive deposit down. This, for me, yes, on the tax side, it sort of hurts me, but at the same time, it gives me the ability to actually buy assets that we really like. So I like those two points. But for now, let's pay some bills and we'll be back now.
#KCB Soccer League, only on KC 107.7.
And welcome back. So the first thing I want to touch on is, what should I be looking for when I appoint my financial planner? and what is the difference between a financial planner and a short-term broker?
All right, so I'll start with the second part of your question. A financial advisor or planner, they work more in the long-term insurance game as well as in investments. So we're looking there at your life insurance, disability cover, as well as your retirement and any other investments you may have. A short-term broker works more with insuring your assets, such as your car or your house or your business's equipment and premises and so on.
From my side, I'm just going to say it. From my side, I mean, often in my experience, I've found that professionals will try and sell me a product instead of actually being equipped to actually walk the journey with me, because what's doing well now isn't necessarily doing well in 2 years' time.
Yes. So you really are looking for someone who will walk a path with you. It's someone who needs to actually be your life advisor, so to speak, so that when the events in your life happen, you know that your advisor is the person you can phone for advice or guidance, even if it's not related to your portfolio of products. Then another thing that I would look at is how regularly you'll be seeing an advisor. I mean, at minimum, you should be seeing them once a year, because firstly, your life circumstances have changed, and those changes mean that the plans that have been put in place for you might no longer be fully appropriate. So either they need to be supplemented or changed entirely.
I mean, I'm going to just touch on that because, I mean, recently I got married and we actually spoke about that. So I can definitely agree with you on the sense of that life happens to you very quickly and you should be speaking to your advisor when these things change. So let's touch on the next part, which is, are there anything people should be aware of or consider when planning under this new system?
All right. So I think I have already touched on it, but it is critical that I reemphasize it, that the two-pot system should not be a replacement for you to do proper planning for emergencies. It is a last resort measure, the two-pot, and it does come with its downsides. We've touched on the fact that it will be taxed. But I think what I will emphasize there is that when you make a withdrawal out of the savings pot, it could end up pushing you into a higher tax bracket for that year. So then it becomes a very costly exercise for something that you could have catered for had you planned properly for the emergency, even if it was just saving a little bit every month extra for that. Another option that could be considered is that you should weigh up whether it is not cheaper for you to rather use a bank loan or even your credit card. I mean, and as an advisor, I hate saying take on debt, but if the cost of that debt is less than the taxes and the fees that will come with withdrawing from your retirement funds, then that is probably the option for you. And then the last point I would mention there, if you are making withdrawals out of your retirement money, I'd say you're borrowing from your future self. So if you're going to do that, although it's not legally required, I feel that you should be paying yourself, your future self, back with interest. And that means putting more money away every month and probably for the rest of your career to try and catch up for the progress you've lost.
Yeah, look, I mean, that also hits on another topic, and that's also something I want to eventually deal with, and that's budgeting. But I feel like what you said is absolutely true. You are borrowing from your future self. And I think we get so lenient on that side because we go, you know what, I'll make a plan, you know, maybe I'll get a promotion at work, you know, maybe business will be a bit better in 2 years' time or whatever. So we often don't have that conversation of, I need to pay Connor back from like 70-year-old Connor, because 70-year-old Connor is definitely going to need it. But thank you so much for this interview. I really appreciate your insight. Before we go, can you please just give us your contact details so that people can contact you?
All right. So if you wish to get hold of me, my office phone number is 021-872-9263. Or you can contact me on my cell phone. I'm also better with WhatsApps maybe, is 083-863-3771.
Thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to start planning for your retirement today and make the most of the new two-pot system starting September 1st. We will see you same time, same place. God bless.
unlock the secrets of success and join the conversation that's fueling dreams and driving innovation on the ultimate business talk show in Rocket State, Wednesdays between 6 and 7 p.m. only on KC 107.7.